What's up, guys? This is Little Apostate, and I am coming out of my whatever it is that I've been in, behind a screen, behind a phone, under a trench coat. I don't know. I really didn't want to give up my trench coat vibe because that was like someone said that to me, and that was the coolest thing I've ever heard. Well, not ever heard, but coolest thing about me that I've ever heard. And I was like, oh yeah, I've got trench coat vibes. A voice is more powerful when it's held accountable. And my voice as an anonymous person is not really held accountable. The only thing I worry about is someone figuring out who I am and outing me. Which, honestly, who cares anymore? What's up, world? So, because I felt aware of this Brave New World-esque world, this new normal that we've pretended isn't super fucked up and weird, seeing all my friends accept it, seeing them all buy everything that was being sold to them through Instagram carousels that 22-year-old kids are making with empathetic little quotes on them, with no information, it's just fear-mongering and sweetness all packed into one little thing. Morality through fear. If you are afraid, you're good. And cute. I'm so scared, you know? But so I really have been afraid. So I started this Instagram because of that. So if anyone doesn't know me, that's why I'm here. That is why I'm making it seem like it's a big deal to show my face. Because I've been doing this since July now, and no one knows who I am except for a handful of people, and I just feel like it's time to come clean, I guess. So enough of my narcissistic, I'm coming out to my followers shit. I want to get into what I really want to talk about, which is the new normal and why, you know, I watched Russell Brand talk about dating apps, actually, which I am on. I am on dating apps now. I told myself I wouldn't be, and then, you know, crushing loneliness gets to you, and you're like, I need some human interaction. I want to flirt or something. And I got on them. But I was watching this Russell Brand video last night, and he was pulling clips from news channels that are, they are, as he put it so beautifully, it is propaganda for dystopia. It truly is. You see these people on the news talking in that weird Barbie voice, that animated voice that's... Dating apps are great. Great for the pandemic. You don't even have to wear pants on your first date. You can wear sweatpants. You could gain a ton of weight and just show up from up here up. Oh, shit. But if you have sweat marks, don't raise your arms up too high, because then they might see. And then they might know you're human. Like, these clips that he was pulling were so alarming. And I hadn't seen them because I don't watch the news. I watch, and that's not something that the people that I follow are talking about, because the people I follow, it's mostly about identity politics and critical race theory and socialism, communism, lockdowns, all of that, which I love to think about and talk about. But I hadn't seen these clips of the news just playing up. There was a woman who, she's doing virtual dating She's the first person to ever do a virtual dating reality show. And so she has like live streams of her on dates with men, and people are all watching. And I saw a clip of it, and I'm like, how fucked up are we? That is insane. Comment and like about my date. What? Like, that's where we are now? I mean, you don't even. We have created a world where there is no. You don't ever, ever have to be uncomfortable. And this is the propaganda for dystopia is essentially, it sounds exactly like it's been ripped from the pages of Brave New World. I had been looking through my copy of Brave New World, and I stumbled on a quote that really resonated with me and made me, it gave me a sense of importance to read. You know, I mean, everybody reads a quote and they're like, oh, that is so me. And this, I read it, I was like, oh, that's so me. I'm the savage from Brave New World, the hero who goes insane at the end. So. All right then, the savage said defiantly. I'm claiming the right to be unhappy. Not to mention the right to grow old and ugly and impotent, the right to have syphilis and cancer, the right to have too little to eat, the right to be lousy, the right to live in constant apprehension of what may happen tomorrow, the right to catch typhoid, the right to be tortured by unspeakable pains of every kind. I claim them all, at last. And I think it's so, that quote, it sums up so much of what we are missing in our human experience, especially now. Like, how human are we anymore? When I walk down the street, I walk past people and I try and say hi. I mean, I have my headphones in and I'm a little nervous that when I say hi to them, I'm a little nervous that I'm like, hey, because I've got my music blasting. So maybe I'm being scary. Maybe that's why people don't want to say hi back. Or maybe it's just because they're terrified and they think I'm going like this, blowing all my COVID at them. But it's really hard to, you know, when I say hi, one, I don't have my headphones in, so I can't even tell if they're saying hi back. But even if it's just a smile I give them, I can't see a smile. Like, I can't see, like, if their eyes are, I can't see any of this. And it makes me sad. It makes me feel so far from human. Just sitting in my apartment all the time, and my only interaction with people is wondering if there's a smile under the mask, or if I'm scaring them. And that's a scary thing, that humans are, you know, we're not, it's not even that we're building a community, like, it, humans survive, there's, like, the survivalists who were, you know, hunting, gathering, running from fear all the time. And then those who decided, oh, wow, we can actually get a lot done when we work together. And now it's like we're being relegated to that survivalist mode, trapped alone, except we're not allowed to try and survive anymore in any way. So not only are we having the community ripped from us, it's all purpose. It's all human interaction at all. It's all, you can't do anything anymore. And so we're being forced back into that survival mode, except without anything, without any fear or need to go out and try and survive. We're just, here, have some alcohol. Here, have some drugs. Here, have this. Oh, you're depressed. You just need something to up your serotonin levels. That's all. You don't need to go out in the sun. You don't need to go for a walk. You don't need social interaction. Just take this pill. Have some soma. That's not right. If you're lonely, just go on a dating app. You don't need to meet someone in person. Like, I've never, ever gone on a dating app until this year. And so I'd always meet people on at work outings or in a random, like, I always would meet people randomly. I would meet people on the train. People would ask me what I was reading if I, because I would always be reading something on the train when I would go into the city for work. And that was really, really nice. I would meet people in coffee shops. And now, to be someone who talks to strangers or to tries to talk to strangers is you're looked at like you're trying to kill them. And that's not normal because I'm not trying to kill anyone by saying hi to them on the street. Since when did hi become a spear to the heart for a disease, for a virus with such a high survival rate? It's, you know, we are, it's, we are rapidly trading in this safety and comfort, trading our humanity in for safety and comfort. And we're losing so much beauty that, and suffering that life has to offer. Suffering creates beauty. You know, none of the brilliant poets wrote that those poems because they were laying in a heated apartment. They had to love and lose that love. They had to go out and try new things. And it's terrifying that are we going to be, is human, being a human, going to be essentially being a kind of like a demon, like a, like you're the devil walking around if you want to meet people and work and be afraid and put yourself in scary situations. Like, oh my God, I'm very cold right now. I actually turned off my heat to save money. Ooh. But yeah, it's, this is a scary thing that we're living through. And everybody's just so ready to welcome their serve, to serve the comfort of everyone else. We're supposed to be uncomfortable. And I know I've said that, and I can hear it. It sounds exactly the same as what the last time I heard myself saying that. But we are not supposed to be this comfortable. We're supposed to run into strangers. We're supposed to have interactions that we don't like. We're supposed to, try a little. Those news clips where they're telling you can wear sweatpants on a date, I felt it. It really feels like you're watching robots talking, and they're like, "Buy this product, the product of safety forever." It's going. It's absolute insanity. It's madness. I want to, I wish there was more I could do. I mean, I feel like this is the only thing I can do is record myself talking and hope everyone doesn't just sit there and be like, "Hey, who the fuck does she think she is?" All right, well, I think I have subjected you guys to enough of me just rambling and telling you how I feel about everything going on in the world today. So, and my coming out video. I will let you go. If you want more of this nonsense from my brain, like, subscribe, follow me on Spotify. Thinking in Criminal is my podcast. Thinking in Criminal. Which essentially, I wonder if people have a hard time with that name, because to me it means, like, if I'm thinking in English, I'm thinking in Criminal, but I'm thinking in Criminal because of Thought Criminal, like George Orwell. I don't know. Is it worse that I had to explain it? Probably. Anyways, follow me, like, subscribe, comment, tell me how much you hate me, whatever. Give me some suffering. Who cares? Thank you for watching. I really appreciate this. Appreciate you taking the time, and I hope you have a wonderful day and wonderful life full of happiness and suffering.